Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Hard to believe it, but like the music said at the beginning of the show, time is running out. It's hard to believe it. November 2020 is going to be here before you notice. And I will simply tell you that there is a great deal of concern that is out there among people who follow politics, that maybe we are not united as a party, that the Republican Party, whether it be statewide, countywide, candidates, that we're just not on the same page sometimes. Michael Catanassi is the Washoe County GOP chairman. And what they're doing in Washoe County, they're doing some stuff that's almost revolutionary for Republican politics in this state and in a lot of other states. Michael Catanassi joins us. Michael, how you been, my friend?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad you had me on.
Talk a little bit about what, first of all, are you as concerned as others around the state as far as being on the same page politically when we approach the 2020 reelect?
Well, I think there's a way to deconstruct that question. The first one is, I don't believe that there is as much disharmony as evidenced by, let's say, one or two vocal people who happen to get on social media. Just because one or two people send out nasty tweets or something like that does not mean there's disunity. I think there is unity for conservative values and conservative, let's say, policy prescriptions. There sometimes is a disconnect between what is the role of the county party, the state party, and maybe the national party. I don't find that disturbing. In fact, one of the things Republicans have always stood for is sort of a federalist approach to things. In other words, we're not a monolith. Sometimes that can be our detriment, but I think in a lot of cases, it's our strength.
Let's talk a little bit about what happened in 2018. Because essentially, Democrats ran the table. I happen to believe it goes back to the Never Trumpers. It goes back to Republicans shepherding the largest tax increase in the history of our state. And I think a lot of voters had long memories, or not, maybe not so long memories, but long enough. What happened in 2018?
Well, in our view, I'm speaking now for the present leadership of the Washoe County Party. One of the problems was that everybody was focusing on the top of the ticket and said, this is where we have to put our focus. And the focus also was in recruiting as many of Republicans to come to the polls and vote. The problem with that is, and Jim Garrity pointed this out in a recent article in the National Review, is that conservative values sometimes are more popular when they're not directly associated with the national party. It was done in his commentary regarding the Kentucky race. What Washoe did is we focused on down ballot. The second thing we did is we focused on the people who are not aligned. In other words, they didn't register Republican and Democrat. And in Clark County and in Washoe County, that's one of the fastest growing political non-movement, as it were. So these people tend to be conservative, but for whatever reason, you can't bang them on the head with being a Republican. We still need their vote. There is no place in Washoe or in Clark that can be won without those, what I would call, none of the above. In 18, what Washoe did is focus on those people. We had our own walking program. We focused on that. Now the results speak for themselves. Out of the down ballot, forget the top of the ticket, but down ballot where it was only in the county, out of 23 contested races, 18 were won by Republicans, and we flipped one seat in the city council, got two people onto the school board, and even in the top of the ticket, if we take the eight top of the ticket races, in two cases, they won in Washoe. I mean, one of them lost statewide, but they won in Washoe County. So to say this was a landslide for the Democrats, I think, well, that's an overstatement. Yes, in terms of the top of the ticket, it was. But in terms of Washoe County, not so much.
Let me just ask you, are other counties looking at your success in 2018 and maybe implementing some of the programs that you started in 2018? Is it possible that maybe we're going to see other counties adopt some of the policies that you've started?
Well, what we've done is we've shared exactly what we did. We shared down to the town to the budgets, how we raised the money, et cetera. And by the way, for a county party, in the last cycle, Washoe raised $288,000 of its own money without a contribution from the national or the state party. And I don't say that as a pejorative. I said we were independent enough and strong enough to be able to support our own projects. As a result, we've had some success in sharing that with other counties. And we don't share it with, say, do it our way. We say, look what we did. Take what you think will work in your county and then go with that. Nevada is a very disparate state. Each county is very different from the other. And the last thing we would want to do is impose whatever we did on another county. We will share it, show people what we did, and they can pick and choose what they believe would be best for their county, and we will help in that process.
Michael Cannahasse joining us. He is the Washoe County GOP chairman. They've had an amazing amount of success in Washoe County. Have you been able to match your fundraising from 2018? Those are amazing numbers, $288,000. That's a lot of money for a county party. Have you been able to match that kind of performance from a fundraising perspective?
We're already only one half into the cycle, so we haven't started our big push, but we're looking at hitting maybe $400,000 for this cycle. We're already, for this calendar year, 19, we're already $50,000 ahead of our budgeted gross receipts. So I think our donors, including small donors within the Central Committee itself, and certainly our larger donors, they like our transparency, they like our programs, and they're supportive of them.
I know that everybody this time of the election cycle is trying to raise money. Candidates are doing it. Counties are doing it. The state's doing it. Trump's doing it. Everybody's trying to raise money. What is the promise you make? Because I've had a lot of people tell me on this show and off the show that it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The money's just going to go down a rat hole and we'll never see it again. And they don't deliver on their promises, blah, 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 blah. What is the promise you want to make to potential donors, not just in Washoe County, but folks around the state that want to help you in Washoe County? What is the promise you make to those people?
Well, the first thing is we lay out exactly what our program is. And the core of that program is a paid walking program. We take students from UNR, members of either the College Republicans or Turning Point. We've also had success in recruiting from young veterans. These are you and our kids who actually have already served in the military. We then hire them. We pay them. We use paid people in the field. We then train them. Now, last year, we did our last cycle, we had as many as 7 and 8, towards the end, up to 10 of these kids in the field. Now, the reason we train them, and we train them, and it's a constant thing. We don't just train them and send them out there. We train them, and every weekend we get together with them, see what worked, what didn't work. And because of that, the annual connection rate, actually talking to a person at the door for walking, is about under 12%. We were hitting 18% as a matter of course. So the first thing we do is we tell our donors is, here's where your money is going. It's not going to be paid for paying for high paid staff. It's going to be paid for actual people on the ground who are knocking on doors and doing stuff. The other thing we did is we actually did a slate mailer. This coming cycle, we're going to do 2 slate mailers, one to Republican voters and one to the non-aligned voters. We also did radio spots in terms of getting out the vote. So we tell our donors, this is the program. This is exactly what we're going to do with the money. And it isn't going for high-priced consultants to run these things. All of us who are working in the leadership of the party are all volunteers. We don't get paid anything. We'd rather pay these kids to do the walking and pay for the actual program. And that seems to be working. And then we come back at the end of the cycle, in fact, mid-cycle, we go back to the donors and say, here's what we've done with your money. And when you see our presentations with respect to budget, everybody can understand them. They're very simple. If we have a fundraiser, we say, here's what we took in, and here's what we spent on it, and here was our net. If we have a program, we say, this is exactly, we have 10 people, their salaries were such, and here's what they did. So we have accountability. And that's just part of the way we administer the party. We administer more like a business than a political entity, and it seems to resonate.
I know that 9,000 voters registered in November statewide. I am curious, are we going to start winning this battle for registration, or is it that important?
I think it's a two-edged sword. I think chasing Republican people who are actually registered or going to register as a Republican could be, let's say, not as productive as actually getting them to the polls. And the ones we really need to get to the polls are these folks that have decided to register nonpartisan. We need to understand the reasons why. If someone says, I'm not going to register any longer as a Republican and goes nonpartisan, what we know from looking at the stats, they also tend not to go to the polls and vote at all. It's those people we need to get back. Preaching to the choir, in other words, the registered voters, sometimes can be not as productive as reaching out to that middle people.
So, Michael Catanassi, what are the expectations for 2020? Is it reasonable to assume that we might be able to win back one of the houses?
That's going to be iffy. But one thing I know for sure is up here in Washington, I can only control what we do in Washoe. In Washoe, we will be running someone in 80-31. It's already got the blessing of the caucus. That one, we're going to pull all the stops out. In other words, we want to make our contribution. That is our goal, is to take back both houses. That battle, the biggest part of that battle, is going to be in Clark County. We'll do our part. We'll protect all of our incumbents, and we will actively support the candidacy in 31. And if someone comes forward that we can all get behind on 30 and maybe 27, we'll do that too. Can it be done in one term or in one cycle? That's going to depend more on Clark than it does in Washoe County.
In our final couple of minutes, you mentioned fundraising, and a major part of your fundraising is your Lincoln Day dinner. The date is now set, January 25th, I understand. And are tickets available yet?
Not yet. Probably by next week they will be on sale. However, I will share is that as important as Lincoln Day dinner is, it is not our major money raiser for our county party. We have a sizable chunk of monthly donations by Central Committee meeting. These are Central Committee members. These are folks who contribute every month a fixed amount. And that amount is growing, which pays usually, now it's almost enough to pay what I would say is our monthly nut. It pays for rent on our office, etc. We then have four fundraisers last year, and each one of them produced a sizable chunk of our fundraising. And then on top of that, we have a major donor program, and that has been very successful. So,
Michael,
we're not dependent on... Yes.
No, I was just going to say, if folks, I'm running very short on time, if folks want to reach out, if they want to help you, whether they live in Washoe County or not, if they want to help the county party, how do they go about doing it? Where do they begin?
The first step would be going to our website. It's WashoeGOP.org, and I think you will find there all of the contacts. We're bringing volunteers in like crazy right now, specifically, mostly from the various Republican clubs up here in Washoe. So we have an active group. There are lots of things to get stuck in, and we kind of have a little fun with it, too.
Michael, it is great to have you on. As you move forward, let us know how we can help this cause, because it's a fight worth having. And I'm just glad that you're trying to show folks the way, not just in Washoe County, but around the state. Thank you so much, my friend. We will do this again.
Thank you, Kevin.
Michael Catanasi, the Washoe County GOP chairman, joining us. Stick around, more to do as we continue live and local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
So the difference is it's we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business, like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems. I should run.
Great to have you with us. It is live and local now. White Pine County Republican Party's annual Lincoln Day dinner going to be held on Saturday morning. Am I right on that? Saturday morning, January 18th, at the Bristlecone Convention Center in Ely. Tickets available online right now through brownpaperticket.com. By the way, Carson City SWAT is responding to a barricaded suspect in the area of Gregg Street and Morgan Mill Road. Multiple shots have been fired. We'll have details coming up a little bit later on this very radio station. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign power who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some tense moments between President Trump and the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, after the two have a meeting on the sidelines of the NATO summit in London. The President teasing Macron on moving ISIS fighters out of jail in Syria.
Would you like some nice ISIS fighters?
Yeah.
I can give them to you.
Macron standing by earlier remarks about Europe no longer able to count on absolute support from the United States. Meanwhile, President Trump says NATO is headed in the wrong direction before he started pushing for all member nations to boost their defense spending. Meanwhile, Wall Street has seen its biggest decline in 2 months in trading so far since the president says at the summit that it might be best to wait until after the 2020 election before trying to reach a trade deal with China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Good to have you with us. It is live and local now for a Tuesday. We are counting it down to Election Day, November 2020. Everybody getting excited. Want to ask you a question. It's a pretty simple question. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now, today, it's the only time of year that you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they are not, repeat, are not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles and couples and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. Do me a favor, go right now to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Okay, I want to go to the audio sound bites because this is this is going to be an interesting next month, let's say, because Steny Hoyer made the announcement that they're going to keep the House of Representatives open until the week of December 20th. That's like leading up to Christmas. Unbelievable. Dana Bash was on with Aaron Burnett. This is cut one. Cut one. And keeping the House in session, you know, a lot of people say, well, then who's got the momentum? Is it the Democrats with the impeachment hearings, or is it the president who keeps going up and up and up in his popularity? But according to Dana Bash, momentum really is in the eye of the beholders. Here it is.
Dana, and you have, you know, when you talk about momentum, I mean, there's just the raw speed of it. Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer, right, has officially announced the House isn't going on recess, right? They're staying through Friday, December 20th, when they're going to have their final votes, and one would presume an impeachment vote would be on that day if they aren't able to get it before. I mean, they are really trying to race towards a vote here.
They are. They have a timeline. There is no room for error because you have this one hearing this week, one or two next week, and then then behind the scenes, of course, we know that they're beginning, they're keeping a close hold on this. They're beginning to craft articles of impeachment, but then you're going to have the votes in the committee and then votes on House floor. And if past this prologue, each article gets its own debate, gets its own votes. So Steny Hoyer saying officially what we already knew, which is that they're going to have to stay to meet that deadline. One quick point, I totally agree with David. Momentum is in the eye of the beholder. Democrats may think that they have momentum because they feel that they have a clear case. Republicans feel the same way. Which is what you saw, and we'll talk about it in a little bit, but you saw what they laid out in their pre-buttal, but it speaks to what they're hearing at home, what they're seeing at polls, and the attaboys, people like John Kennedy, he's a senator, of course, are getting from a president when he even, you know, goes back, he flips and flops and goes back to, you know, maybe an iteration of a position that he had publicly a couple of weeks ago on the conspiracy theory that Ukraine was involved in meddling in the 2016 elections. That all speaks to the comfort level that Republicans have in voters and constituents with the fact that they don't think the president should be impeached, and it potentially helps them politically.
That's Dana Bash on with Aaron Burnett. For those of you that don't know, the House Intelligence Committee is delivering a report to the House Judiciary Committee. And now none of this may resonate with you at all, and I'm telling you just so you're in the know. Many of you eat this stuff up and you live and eat and breathe this stuff. I get that. A lot of you, probably most of you don't, but I want you to be aware. And the Republicans released a 123-page minority report, if you will, from the House Intelligence Committee, from Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee. And, in fact, Eleanor Holmes Norton, the D.C. Congressional delegate, responds to that GOP response to the Intel Committee report. She was on last night with Aaron Burnett. Here it is.
Well, I think we've had a good understanding of what should be in the report because we've had 2 weeks of open hearings. And we can conclude, I think, that the report will act on what those hearings showed us. And remember what we're dealing with here. This is the prosecutorial side. The impeachment inquiry, and I was on that committee that dealt with that inquiry. The Republicans got to be in there just as much as I was. Yes. And now we're into prosecuting, and that's what you are seeing as I speak.
So, you know, obviously Republicans have released their own report, which they call a rebuttal, but they're issuing it. I mean, I suppose a rebuttal to what you say you know will be in it, right? The hearings
well,
we all
why don't
heard.
You call it a pre-buttal? Because we hadn't issued ours yet.
Right. So they have 123 pages, and they have several things in there that do not add up when you check them against the facts. But they do write this, Congresswoman, there is also nothing wrong with asking serious questions about the presence of Vice President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, on the board of directors of Burisma, a corrupt Ukrainian company, or about Ukraine's attempts to influence the 2016 presidential election. Obviously, the president's own former Homeland Security advisor has said there were no such attempts to influence the presidential election. But what's your response to the point about Hunter Biden?
They have yet to produce any evidence that Hunter Biden has been involved at all in anything that has happened here. This is a man who went as a private citizen onto a board of a company in Ukraine. What does that have to do with whether we should impeach the president? They're just trying to find witnesses to embarrass Vice President, former Vice President Biden, because they see him as the front runner for the nomination on the Democratic side.
And President Trump claims that this is unifying the Republican Party. You know, his tweet today, the Republican Party has never been more unified. This impeachment scam is just a continuation of the three-year witch hunt, but it is only bringing us even closer together. And look, he has a point here, doesn't he? I mean, despite the facts here, despite witness after witness, including the president's own million-dollar donor, saying there was a quid pro quo at the behest of the president of the United States himself, not one Republican has said they'll vote to impeach.
Actually, we've had two Democrats who didn't vote with us, haven't previously voted with us, but both sides are pretty much dug in, but nobody more than the Republicans. Unlike the Nixon impeachment, where Republicans fought for themselves and you had much more of a bipartisan approach to impeachment, here you see impeachment simply mirrors what the House and Senate, what the House looks like today, a completely polarized House, more polarized than at any time since the Civil War.
That's Eleanor Holmes Norton, the D.C. delegate to the House of Representatives, responding to that GOP response to the Intelligence Committee report. And by the way, the Republicans did 123 pages. You ought to look it up, because it lays out pretty much the defense that's going to be used by the Trump administration. Now, when we come back, we're going to get into this whole thing. This whole impeachment thing has taken on a life of its own. They swear up and down. We're already into December, and they are saying by the end of December, they're going to have this thing voted out. In fact, by the 20th of December, that they're going to have this thing voted out. I don't know that that's possible. And if I'm the Republicans, I'm trying to slow this train down and make it drag on as long as you can. Once it gets to the Senate, Mitch McConnell can go at whatever pace he wants. He can take this thing right up to Election Day if he really wants to. I mean, that's what's good about controlling the United States Senate. And that's why controlling the United States Senate is so vitally important. Stick around. More to do. And we'll tell you how this has become almost like a sporting event. Who's got momentum? Who is it? Who is it that is got the momentum going into the holiday season? No, that's what this is going to be about. And you're already seeing a lot of the talking heads on TV talking that way about Big Mo and momentum and, you know, who's got the upper hand, who's winning, who's losing. Yeah. All of that. My name is Kevin Wall. It is so good to have you with us. It is Tuesday. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. you get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Mount Wheeler Power is happy to bring back the Santa's Elves program, which has been in place now for more than 20 years. It's intended to help families who are struggling financially with the additional expense of the holiday season. The program is not government funded. We rely on the generosity of our community to buy coats, clothing, toys, or donate financially. Stop by our Ely office on Great Basin Highway to pick up an ornament. Mount Wheeler Power staff has hung ornaments on the lobby tree, each with a toy wished for by a child in the program. All gifts should be returned unwrapped by December 6th. These toys and gifts will be given to a child who would otherwise have gone without this holiday season. We also accept cash donations as well as new board games and books. The joy of the holiday is giving to others. Your kindness is greatly appreciated. Thank you, and Merry Christmas from Mount Wheeler Power, your local energy cooperative, powering your future.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
Thank you to Madonna and all of you for listening today. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Health insurance open enrollment is here. Are you ready? Let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation of your health care options. Remember, what decisions you make right now, that's going to impact your health care on January 1 of 2020. No matter where you are listening, I want you to make the call right now, 702-396-9449. Ask for Pat Casale. Tell him Kevin sent you. And ask all your questions. He'll be able to answer them all. That's 702 396-9449. Make that call right now. I mentioned before we went to break that a lot of people are regarding this impeachment thing as winning and losing. The crazy openings of segments, you know, blockbuster testimony, devastating testimony. Win, lose, draw, doesn't matter. It's almost become like a sporting event. David Gregory was on with Aaron Burnett last night talking about Big Mo. We used to talk about that in sports a lot. You know, which team has Big Mo momentum? And I want you to listen to David Gregory last night on with Aaron Burnett on CNN. Here it is.
David, look, we've had the week of, you know, a few days people have been gone for Thanksgiving. The House was not in session. Obviously, people were working away, but they weren't in session. They weren't getting all the publicity from that. Do they have the momentum right now?
I don't know if they have political momentum. I really don't. I think that when you see how united Republicans have remained, mm-hmm. how defiant the president has remained, you know, it doesn't seem like much public opinion is moving. I think this was a topic around Thanksgiving dinner tables as people tried to sort through not so much what the facts were, because we knew the story going in, but what do you do with it? I do think there's a debate about, okay, well, is this impeachable? Is that the right step forward? So I think what Democrats are thinking about right now is there momentum to be gained by synthesizing all of this, bringing it all home to people so they understand it, they understand that it's a clear case, there'll be another case, a defense that's made, but can you make the case that all of this adds up to something, high crimes and misdemeanors that should force the removal of the president before a presidential election next year that gives voters that chance? And I've always thought that's the biggest obstacle for Democrats.
Yeah, I mean,
why shouldn't Republicans say, look, if this is so bad, let the voters decide?
That's a very good question.
It is. Why? No, I'm serious. With less than 11 months to go until Election Day, why not let the voters decide? And by the time you get done with this, we're going to be down to 10 months. Why not let 150 million or 200 million people vote on who should be president? And if you don't think this president is fit to be president, is fit to be commander in chief, well, then vote him out of office. That's the simple way of doing it. Now, Jeffrey Toobin, I always enjoy Jeffrey Toobin because he is thought provoking. Most of the time he's wrong. You know where he's coming from. But I want to go to cut 7, because on CNN last night, Jeffrey Toobin made the case that John Kennedy, who you heard here yesterday, the senator from Louisiana, and others in the Republican Party are continuing to tell what he calls Trump lies, the stuff that's concocted by the president. This was Jeffrey Toobin last night on CNN.
Do you think that the Ukrainians interfered in the 2016 election?
I do. The suggestion has been made that that Ukraine's hands were clean and Ukraine's aren't. It is clear to me that Ukraine did meddle in the U.S. election.
All right, so he's not only doubling down, he's tripling down on that accusation.
You know, when the history of this period is written, one of the interesting things is going to be all the otherwise distinguished Republicans who have demeaned themselves, who have embarrassed themselves, who are telling Donald Trump's lies for the benefit of Vladimir Putin. I mean, that's the only person who benefits from this other than Trump himself, is this fantasy that Ukraine was somehow culpable in the 2016 election. I mean, you know, the argument is based on a Financial Times article, which Kennedy has cited in the past, which doesn't even say what he says it does. I mean, it's just so embarrassing and pathetic.
I absolutely love it. Kellyanne Conway, went to the briefing room at the White House and waxed poetic for about 30 minutes with the media and said that the upcoming Judiciary Committee hearings are a sham. Listen to Kellyanne Conway. She's deadly serious about this.
Our White House counsel has made very clear, dating back to October 8th, you meet, that this is an unconstitutional, illegitimate process, and we stand by that. We haven't seen anything to change. In fact, we see the independents pulling away from the Democratic point of view on impeaching the president. We see these 31 Democrats in Trump-Pence districts getting earfuls when they go home from a lot of people who say, why aren't you working for us? And 21 of them are freshmen. It's very tough to get reelected after your freshman year, particularly when you're in a district like that where you're going to have the president at the top of the ticket. So it's they have to be more definitive about what we're doing. What they're doing, and they're not definitive. First, it's good in Judiciary Committee, then it goes over to Intel, now it's back to Judiciary. Is Adam Schiff going to testify? Because he's a fact witness. That would be great. I tell you what, if Adam Schiff testifies, I'll show up on behalf of the White House.
Now, there is a bold promise. No, I love that. The last word in this hour, and we got a big show. We got Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Council, will join us in studio. John Zarpolis from NPRI, the president of that fine organization, will also join us. But I want to end this hour because Kellyanne Conway tweeted out a clip of Joe Biden that dates back to 2017, before he was a candidate, okay, when he was just an ex-vice president, that kind of reinvigorated the creepy Joe thing. He was out there dedicating a new swimming pool. Don't know where. But I want you to listen to this. This is cut two. This is creepy Joe Biden. Here it is.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap.
Yeah. The defense. Your turn for the defense. The prosecution rests on creepy Joe Biden. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.